I'm Jake Simpson.
And I am Dane Poppy.
And for O Radio The Line, we're the Eclectic Hour. This week's theme is instrumentals. First up for you here, I have a song that is usually not an instrumental, but this is an instrumental cover of it. Here's Little Wing by Jimi Hendrix being covered by the string quartet Turtle Island. Enjoy. Alright, that was a cover of Little Wing by Turtle Island Quartet. From a instrumental cover of a usually vocal song, we go to a song that has never had any vocals. This song was instrumental in pioneering the use of the keytar. Here's Frankenstein by the Edgar Winter Group.
Thank you.
That was Frankenstein by the Edgar Winter Group. Up next, in the interest of the spirit of the eclectic hour, we would be remiss if we didn't play some more electronic non-vocal music.
And we would play even more electronic music had we more time. So if you've got extra time after our show, because you're not turning off our show to go find this, listen to Funk Shock by Matroda. It's pretty awesome. Almost made our list.
Do it. So, in the meantime, here's Mass by Virtual Boy.
Thank you.
All right, that was Mass by Virtual Boy, which is a more electronic music representative on our playlist today.
So you know this next one because Van Morrison does it. However, by Bakrabata, my stepmom actually gave me this album. It's Music for Bad Guys is what it's called. This is a steel drum rendition of Van Morrison's Moon Dance. Enjoy.
Thank you.
so that was Moondance by Bach Rabata off of Music for Bad Guys, which is a great album. It's got a lot of instrumentals on it, lots of steel drums. So this next one, I discovered it while doing an assignment for my teaching music class with Dr. Edwards. Dr. Edwards is awesome. So this is Martha Stewart off of the album Casualties of Retail, awesome album name, by Enter Haggis. It's got a mixed meter. It's a lot of fun. Enjoy it.
Live reaction, because Dangerous found that today, and I just heard it for the first time. That was amazing. I will definitely be checking out more of their stuff.
All right. Up next, we have one of my favorite albums, actually. This is Take California off of Decks and Drums and Rock and Roll. It's by the Propellerheads, the only album they ever came out with. You know some of their stuff, versions of some of their songs, like On Her Majesty's Secret Service, featuring some James Bond films. However, this one, Take California, has no lyrics of its own. However, it's got some clips of some speeches Nixon gave. I'm sure they like Nixon. Everybody likes Nixon. We're still doing a politically charged week. I don't. That was last week. Anyway, enjoy.
Begin to eat the dust, the dust of Baja California.
It's a great pleasure. It's a great, great pleasure. It's a great pleasure to have all of you here today. I thought you all might begin your tour here.
All right, that was Take California by the Propellerheads. Hope you grooved as much as we grooved. It's been a groovy day so far. Jake, tell us about the grooves that are coming up next.
All right. Well, up next, first of all, we have one of my favorite jazz instruments, Mercy, Mercy, Mercy by Cannonball Adderley. This one was actually written by his pianist, Joe Zabidou, which you will hear very shortly, as this is a completely instrumental song, but you'll get a little intro from Cannonball. So, enjoy.
You know, sometimes we're not prepared for adversity. When it happens, sometimes we're caught short. We don't know exactly how to handle it when it comes up. Sometimes we don't know just what to do when adversity takes over. And I have advice for all of us. I got it from my pianist, Joe Zabidou, who wrote this tune. And it sounds like what you're supposed to say when you have that kind of problem. It's called Mercy. 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 Thank you. Mercy.
Well, as Cannonball Adderley himself just told you, that was Mercy, Mercy, Mercy. Some call me Robert Plant.
Some call me Ishmael.
And you can call this next song Moby Dick by Led Zeppelin. Was Moby Dick by Led Zeppelin off of their album Led Zeppelin 2. Up next, from a brilliant 20th century composer in Jimmy Page, we go to another brilliant 20th century composer in Anton Webern. This may be a little bit atonal for some of you, but at least it's not getting into 12-tone serialism. Don't get into 12-tone serialism. It's fun to analyze. It's not fun to listen to. Anyway, enjoy the first movement of Anton Webern's 5 Movements for String Quartet. That was the first movement of Anton Webern's 5 Movements for String Quartet. I actually used that piece last semester as an example of how dissonance can inspire fear and terror.
Look at how fun learning about music in school is. We bring you Martha Stewart, and we bring you that.
Yeah, there you go. So next up, in case you've missed it, our theme this week has been instrumental music. This is our off theme for the week, which it consists pretty much only of vocals and hand percussion, with a couple chords thrown in. So, you want to tell them our next week's theme?
Ah, so next week we are doing live performances. So it will be coming from live albums or specific live songs. So nothing recorded in studio, only things recorded in front of audiences.
All right, well, here's our off theme for this week. It's Cecilia by Simon and Garfunkel.
Cecilia, you're breaking my heart. You're shaking my confidence daily. Oh, Cecilia, I'm down on my knees. I'm begging you, please, to come home. Yeah.
That was Cecilia by Simon and Garfunkel, obviously not solely an instrumental song.
All right, so here is a classic to end the day for, well, end the evening for all of you, unless you're listening to this show in a very opposite end of the world of us, in which case, awesome, cool. Here's Jessica by the Allman Brothers Band. Everybody, and for the Eclectic Hour, I'm Dane Poppy.
And I'm Jake Simpson, and for OU Radio The Line, good night.